This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry informs government will not bear test and treatment cost of COVID-19 for all. Additional 12 corona-related deaths reported in the country. And car bomb attack in Afghanistan kills 12 civilians. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has laid emphasis for continuous research works, discussions and interactions on sensitive and serious issues of national security. Inaugurating the Division Commanders Coordinating Conference 2020 through online, the Prime Minister expressed the confidence that such discussion and interaction program would provide significant contribution to identify the national security challenges. Prime Minister Oli said that all the tasks to be performed with the involvement of Nepal Army are of top national importance and all the jobs done by the Nepal Army are the national achievements. Recalling the roles of Nepal Army in prevention, recovery and control of COVID-19 and in the time of disasters like flood, landslides and inundation, the Prime Minister praised the support provided by the Nepal Army from the federal to local levels in the fight against COVID-19. He also said that the top leadership in Nepal Army should be alert as such incident may occur in the organization as well. Prime Minister Oli also pointed to modernize the organization to fulfill the constitutional responsibility assigned to the Nepal Army. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli directed the organization to continue keeping its faith to the people, adding that transparency and honesty were growing in the organization. The government has decided not to bear the expenses for COVID-19 test and treatment. The Ministry of Health has informed that the government will only bear the test expenses of severely disabled, senior citizens, sanitation workers, security personnel, health workers and frontline staff. Likewise, the Health Ministry informed Nepal recorded additional 2,942 new cases of coronavirus infection. The Kathmandu Valley alone reported 1,698 fresh cases of coronavirus infection in the last 24 hours. With this, the total tally for the coronavirus infection has now climbed to 132,246. Likewise, additional 2,326 people recovered yesterday, taking the total recovery to 92,166 in Nepal. The Health Ministry confirmed additional 12 corona-related deaths in various parts of the country. The number of total deaths has now reached to 739 in Nepal. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Parbat Gurung, has said he would work in collaboration with the media houses and organizations working on journalists' rights. Attending a meeting with the Federation of Nepali Journalists officials at his official residence yesterday, Minister Gurung expressed his commitment for the protection and promotion of press freedom. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Padma Kumari Arial, said scientific land management was necessary for the development of the agricultural sector. Addressing the Network for Development of Agriculture Cooperatives in Asia and the Pacific through electronic media yesterday, Minister Arial said the government had launched various programs for the development of agriculture sector. Minister Arial expressed the confidence that many development works could be done through the development of the agriculture sector. Services except emergency at the District Administration Office, Bhaktapur, have been closed for an indefinite period, citing the increasing risk of COVID-19. Chief District Officer at Bhaktapur District, Humkala Pandey, said there was increasing risk due to a huge number of service seekers at the office. A cabinet meeting on October 12 decided that any service at any part of a district having more than 500 active infection cases could be postponed. The District Administration Office, Chitwan, has directed the general public not to organize any celebrations and jatras on the occasion of festivals in view of COVID-19 risks. Chief District Officer Netra Prasad Sharma said programs except family gathering had been banned. CDO Sharma said worshipping except puja at temples and Saktipits have been banned during Navaratri. The renovated Rani Pokhari will be inaugurated on 21st of October. Addressing to an economist at the National Reconstruction Authority, Razu Man Mananda, the historic Pratap Kalin Pokhari will be inaugurated on 21st of October. Similarly, the Bal Gopaleshwar Temple, located in the middle of the historic Rani Pokhari, will remain open for public on the day of Bhai Tika during the Tihar festival this year. The reconstruction of Rani Pokhari and the temple, which was ravaged by the 2015 massive earthquake, was completed in the third week of September this year. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स At least 12 civilians have been killed and more than 100 people wounded after a car bomb targeting an Afghan police headquarters in the western province of Ghor. The attack took place in the capital of Ghor, a province that has not seen much violence compared with some other regions of the conflict-racket country. The Ministry of Interior said the car bomb detonated in front of Ghor Province Police Headquarters at about 11 AM local time. Head of a hospital in Ghor said emergency staff were treating dozens of people, adding that the death toll would rise. Health officials said the victims also included members of security forces. A frantic search is underway in Vietnam to find 11 soldiers whose barracks were buried by a huge landslide as the country battles its worst floods for years. 11 bodies have so far been pulled from the remains of the barracks in the central province of Quang Tri. One official says he heard landslides exploding like bombs in the night. Heavy rainfall has hit much of Vietnam in the past week. Floods and landslides have killed at least 70 people. There are fears flood waters could rise further in the coming days. Armenia and Azerbaijan have accused each other of violating a humanitarian ceasefire in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Both sides had agreed a truce to start at midnight local time. But an Armenian Defense Ministry spokeswoman said Azerbaijan broke the ceasefire after just 4 minutes by firing artillery shells and rockets. Azerbaijan later said Armenia had broken the truce after 2 minutes. Both countries signed a Russian brokered ceasefire last Saturday. However, clashes continued despite that accord. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Kandaki Province and Karnali Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of Province 1. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Health Ministry informs government will not bear test and treatment cost of COVID-19 for all. Additional 12 corona-related deaths reported in the country. And car bomb attack in Afghanistan kills 12 civilians. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.